Owen, the ambassador program, two players going to each club, two of the professional players here in Connacht. So this is like a meet and greet session we've got here tonight. Players are going to meet their new clubs. How does this work from the player perspective?
Yeah, well, obviously the players are aware in Connacht Rugby there's a deep link to the community here in Connacht, and obviously part of our vision is to inspire the rugby community through rugby success, inspire the wider community through rugby success even. And the Club Ambassador Programme, I suppose, is an initiative to help clubs maybe get that feel for Connacht Rugby and what a professional player can offer their club. It was an initiative set up to help, I suppose, spread Connacht Rugby throughout the province and not just be, I suppose, so specific to Galway. I suppose tonight is just about maybe the players meeting representatives from the club so they can have a face that they can link it to, and when they do go to the clubs later now in the new year, that they've made that connection early and a relationship is built, and it can be a good thing for the club and for Connacht going forward.
And how are the players allocated? You're at Westport, and just talking off record here that your dad played for Westport, your parents are living there now, so that would be an obvious one. But some of the overseas players, it's a different experience for them.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose anyone who's had connections to a club will be assigned to that club. So obviously you have the likes of Dave Heff in Ballina, Dennis Buckley in Craigs, Sean O'Brien in Galwegians, Ulton Delan and Owen Griffin in Corinthians. And then I suppose we try and assign all those clubs, anyone who's has any kind of connection to a club, we assigned all those people to those clubs. And then after that it was kind of taken out of a hat really, and Colby Fanga's end up in the Gael talk, so he's looking forward to learning a bit of Irish out there now.
Yeah, I spotted that, but he has got Colm de Butler to help him a little bit. Yeah. But that's a good experience. What do the players get out of this? How does this, what does it do for them in going back down to amateur rugby? And maybe it has to be said, going back to around where they started themselves.
Yeah, well, I think you said it there. Obviously, you get a kind of an appreciation of what it's like to be going from grassroots to green shirt all the way, and you really get a sense of what we're trying to do here in Connacht Rugby. And I think you were in Ballina when we were there during the summer camps, and you see players really enjoy it. They really enjoy whether it's, you know, passing on some different types of knowledge or playing a couple of games with kids and getting a lot of enjoyment out of it. I think players really enjoy both those aspects, and I think knowing that it's a good thing for Connacht Rugby, you know, players enjoy doing that as well.
So you can have skill sessions or just bring along encouragement sessions. Is that sort of the role? How does that actually work?
Well, it's up to the clubs really to decide what they want to get out. So obviously there's going to be a couple of occasions the players can go down per year, and I suppose the players are going to be guided by the clubs in that regard. So I know myself with Westport, we were planning on doing a kind of a coaching the coaches kind of thing, and maybe passing on a few drills and a few session plans that we've done here that they might be able to get one or two things out of that they can use themselves. I know some lads in the past have gone and helped maybe an under 12 team or an under 13 team. So once the clubs know what they want and they organise what they want from the players, it'll help the whole thing run a lot smoother.
And are you heavily involved in the organising of it?
Not personally, I suppose. It's an initiative that was created by the club and community officers, the likes of Joe Gorman, Emer O'Dowd, upstairs in Connacht Rugby. And I suppose I'm just the link maybe between the players downstairs and the club and community guys upstairs. And I suppose if there's any kind of issues from the player side or any issues from the club side, maybe I'm that link. But in terms of organising sessions and stuff like that, no, I'm trying to stay as out of that as I can.
And have all the players bought into this very readily?
Yeah, absolutely. As you can see, everyone's here tonight, so they're looking forward. This is really just the start of it, I suppose. Give you a better answer in a few months' time, but players are here, they're enthusiastic, they're looking forward to building relationships and trying to make the Club Ambassador Programme as successful and as useful as possible.
Well, hopefully sometime later in this season or maybe early next season we'll come and have a chat with you again and see how it has gone for the rest of this year. Are the players involved now until the end of the season or the end of the year?
I'd imagine end of the season, obviously, with players coming and going as the season ends, you know, you have to get a couple of players to fill spots. But yeah, so I suppose it'll be to the end of the rugby season and then reassess from there.